When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Trader Joe's opens new grab-and-go concept store called Pronto by Samantha Loeffler. Trader Joe's is experimenting with a new concept store designed to offer prepackaged grab-and-go meals to busy consumers. Dubbed Trader Joe's Pronto, the store opened in New York City on March 26th. Nakia Rohde, a spokesperson for TJ's, said in a statement to Supermarket News, "Trader Joe's Pronto is a one-of-a-kind extension of our store in Union Square. This additional space allows us to carry more of the products our customers in this neighborhood purchase daily." But what's inside a Trader Joe's Pronto exactly? The store is filled with existing TJ's products shoppers can enjoy right away, such as the Green Goddess salad, tomato feta soup sold in individual containers, and even the elote chopped salad kit. Since you likely need something to wash your meal down with, you can also find a bevy of Trader Joe's drinks, like dozens of different canned seltzer varieties, an organic no-joke ginger juice shot, or a bottle of cold-pressed pineapple juice. If you'd rather have a snack as opposed to a full meal, there are plenty of sweet and savory noshes to choose from as well, including the award-winning dark chocolate peanut butter cups, guava passion fruit Greek whole milk yogurt, or a bag of the beloved chili and lime-flavored rolled corn tortilla chips. Relative to other Trader Joe's stores, Trader Joe's Pronto is sparsely stocked. Instead of full-fledged aisles, there are refrigerated cases along much of the perimeter of the store where you can find packaged soups, salads, and yogurts, and designated sections in the center for produce, chips, and other snacks. While Trader Joe's Pronto doesn't stock more traditional groceries such as raw meat, poultry, or eggs, shoppers can expect shorter and more efficient lines. Since the store is designed to get customers in and out as soon as possible, and you won't find yourself in line with people buying a week's worth of groceries. So, can TJ's fans expect more Trader Joe's Pronto locations to open across the nation in the coming months? Rohde added, "We do not have plans to open additional Trader Joe's Pronto markets in New York or elsewhere in the country." Still, it's hard to believe that if Trader Joe's Pronto does well in New York City, we won't see more outposts in other cities in the future. Thanks for listening. Check back tomorrow or go to realsimple.com for the latest.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.